This is Jay Sekulow. The American Atheist filed a lawsuit to declare a cross at Ground Zero's museum unconstitutional. We're going to court to defend that cross.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Organizers using items that survived the attacks to help tell the story of 9/11. A cross that a construction worker says he discovered standing amid the wreckage of the Twin Towers.
9/11 had nothing to do with Christianity.
Right.
Christianity hates that this had nothing to do with them. This was not about Christianity at all.
The cross remains.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
They took this icon. They effectively made a religious shrine inside the memorial on public land with public money.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
I do want to say that, again, ACLJ is stepping up to the plate. ACLJ is defending the honor and sanctity and the narrative of 9/11 so that people will never forget. And I am grateful to you guys for doing that.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your calls from around the country, and we are talking about a situation that you should be familiar with. The American Atheist Association has filed a lawsuit against New York, against Governor Christie, against the World Trade Center Memorial Foundation, against the National September 11th Memorial and Museum because of that cross at Ground Zero that we have talked about before. Those were the two steel structures that were left after the buildings fell, and it was in the shape of a cross that has been put in the museum. The American Atheist Association has filed a lawsuit in New York Supreme Court. We are filing a response to that lawsuit on Monday. We are at 96,148 of you have signed on to be on this brief. We want to get to 100,000. We've got just these 3 days to do it here, folks. We want to talk to you about this. Why is it that these groups go after a symbolic reference of the cross, and it becomes a literal constitutional crisis? And this is the group that, in their allegation in the complaint, said that they are getting physically sick, depression, anxiety, mental pain, and anguish, knowing that that cross is in that museum. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We want your comments on this. And, Jordan, you've been following these groups. There's a lot of them, but this one as well. And the allegations in the complaint here are unbelievable.
Yeah, that's right. It's a physical and mental pain and suffering. So actually physically ill because of the Ground Zero cross being included at the 9/11 memorial. This lawsuit now moving forward. The atheists, though, have been unrelenting in their attack on this. Take a listen. This is the head of American Atheists, David Silverman, Byte 16.
I don't know if you've been watching the news, but we've started a little trouble down at the World Trade Center. They putting a cross in the memorial. They're not letting anyone else put any religious symbols in the memorial. That ain't happening. That ain't popular either. That ain't popular, but it also isn't happening. If they're going to put a religious symbol in the World Trade Center, they're going to let everybody put a religious symbol in the World Trade Center, or they're taking that cross out.
Well, that's the American Atheist. And by the way, there are other religious symbolism in this museum, things that survive pages from Bibles, Yarmulke Talis within the Jewish tradition. So this idea that there's nothing in there that in any way involves other religious symbolism is incorrect. But you heard what they said, folks. They want this cross removed because they are nauseous, offended, and depressed knowing it's going in. Now, I've got 96,148 of you have signed on to this brief. We want to get to 100,000 by Friday. You go to your phones right now. Just 3 days to do it, folks. Let's make this happen. Here's the number, 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. And if you want to sign that brief, 877-989-2255. I want you on that brief, protecting the cross at Ground Zero. That's 1-877-989-2255. Now you can also sign it at aclj.org. But let's fight back on this one, folks. We can win it. 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
This time, an atheist group has gone too far. A lawsuit has been filed to remove a cross from a new museum at Ground Zero. This cross consists of two intersecting steel beams that survived the Twin Towers collapse on 9/11. Now, an atheist group claims the cross needs to go. Why? They claim they're suffering both physical and emotional damages from the existence of the cross. That's right, the mere existence of the cross has brought on headaches, indigestion, even mental pain. These claims are ridiculous, so is the lawsuit. The ACLJ is poised to file an amicus brief backing the constitutionality of the cross, and that brief will be filed in just a few days. We need to hear from you right now. Stand with the ACLJ and tell the court it's time to reject this anti-God strategy. Don't let atheists rewrite the Constitution. Add your name to our brief to support the Ground Zero Cross. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insight and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Turns to light when the flames begin to die. Through the smoke, the cross remains.
Very interesting comment from the director of the museum. It says it's not irrational for the 9/11 museum to have this 17-foot cross, which is the surviving metal beams from the 9/11 attacks, because we are not in the business of, and that's what she says, providing equal times for faiths here. This is an artifact from the 9/11 attack, and we're telling the story of the 9/11 attack. The group, the American Atheists, filed the lawsuit to block the display, saying the cross-shaped steel beam would not only impose religion through the power of the state. I'm reading from their complaint in paragraphs 52 and 53. People, folks, this is outrageous. I'm going to read this to you so you understand what we're dealing with here. The plaintiffs and each of them have suffered, are suffering, and will continue to suffer both physical and emotionally from the existence of the challenged cross. Named plaintiffs have suffered symptoms of depression, headache, anxiety, and mental pain and anguish from the knowledge, just the knowledge, that they are made to feel officially excluded from the ranks of citizens who were directly injured by the 9/11 attacks, and the lack of acknowledgement of more than 1,000 non-Christian individuals who were killed at the World Trade Center. And as a proximate result in the unconstitutional existence of this cross, the plaintiffs have suffered and will continue to suffer damages for which they have no clear, speedy remedy at law. This is what they're alleging, folks. They're saying they're going to get physically sick. So here's what we're doing. We are at about 96,500 signatures on this brief, and I want to get to 100,000 by Friday. So again, stand with us on this, folks. We're going to win this in court. We're filing that brief Monday. You go to aclj.org. You can sign it online, or you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. And by the way, what I just read you, they have repeated in their complaint six different times this whole idea that they're going to get physically sick. So go to aclj.org, sign on to the brief there, or call us at 1-877-989-2255. And we've got a lot of calls coming in.
Yeah, before we do, let me get to another part. This is from American Atheists. When they first filed the lawsuit, I just want to remind people what they thought about this cross. Quote, "The cross has become a Christian icon. It has been blessed by so-called holy men a few times and presented as a reminder that God, in his infinite power of goodness, who couldn't be bothered to stop the Muslim terrorists or stop the fire or hold up the buildings to stop 3,000 people from being crushed, cared enough to bestow upon us some rubble that resembles a cross." That is from the American Atheist blog. And, of course, the rubble that resembles a cross to them, then in their brief, causes them actual physical pain. to see. It causes them mental pain. It causes physical, actually, you know, getting sick in the stomach because of walking by this cross. We'll get right to your phone calls now. 1-800-684-3110. Patrick calling in from Indiana online too. Patrick, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Patrick.
Legally and constitutionally, no court has a right to take any religious case unless there is a law passed by Congress or a state Congress.
Well, let me clarify something here. The state of New York and the state of New Jersey and Governor Christie and the museum are defending this. They're not saying we want it out. They decided to put it in. It is the American Atheists that have filed the lawsuit. The various state agencies are defending it to say we want that cross to remain. It was a historic artifact from 9/11, and we're filing a brief on behalf of hopefully 100,000 American citizens to defend. So I want to be clear here. The states are defending. We're going to be filing a brief on their behalf. Who do we have next, Jordan?
Back to the phones we go. Let's go to Gerald calling from Washington State on line 3. Gerald, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Gerald.
Good morning, guys. Thank you.
Sure.
I got a comment. I just wanted to say, hey, that attack was right in the spot where our country was founded. And that cross is a symbol of healing of our nation. And there, when you swear into the military, you're to defend this country against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And these people are obviously against.
Well, they have a view. Their view is that anything that have even religious connotation should be excluded. But according to the museum, and again, this is what the museum's saying, it is an important and essential artifact that comprises a key component of retelling of the story of 9/11, in particular the role of faith in the events of the day and particularly during the recovery efforts. Because remember, a lot of the first responders went to that cross and took time to pray and used that as a symbol of hope. That's what we're talking about here, and that's really, I think, the key, Jordan. You've been following these atheist groups for a long time. This is their reason for existence, and they're using the phrase, we get nauseous, we get sick. That's just part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're doing everything they can. As the head of American Atheists said, this ain't going to happen. We're not going to let this cross up. And so they've even gone so far as, and we pointed this out early in the battle that began over something that shouldn't be a battle at all, the Ground Zero cross. It was there. No one made it. No one put it together. It's not a piece of artwork. Everyone remembers this from the images of 9/11 from Ground Zero. It's historic. It's part of the history of Ground Zero for those who saw it that day, for those who have only seen the footage, for those who are growing up in future generations. But this is what they even had to say about Jews. They went into attack religious Jews. Take a listen to Byte 10 and play Byte 11. We'll play them back to back.
They immediately said, oh, well, we're bringing in the Jews. And they're bringing in the Jews not with an artifact. They're bringing in the Jews with post-9/11 art. They are a total token, and they enjoy it, too. I shouldn't say they enjoy it, but they take it. They don't mind being tokenized.
I mean, this is an incredible statement, and you look at the situation. They're calling Jews tokens and willing to be tokens. I mean, this is absolutely outrageous. And then he says they are willing to be tokens, and they enjoy it, too. Now, interestingly, the 9/11 Memorial Foundation told ABC that other religious artifacts, in fact, are included within the museum, including a Star of David and a Jewish prayer shawl, all of which survived the attacks of 9/11. So, folks, we've got to fight back here in court. That's where this is going to be battled. That's where the battle is. We're going to be defending this as far as briefs going in. We are trying to get to 100,000 signatures from all 50 states. I need you to go to ACLJ.org right now and add your name to this brief or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Back to the phones we go. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Stephen calling from California on line 5. Stephen, welcome to JSecio Live.
Thanks for having me.
Sure.
I just wanted to say they're saying it's unconstitutional to have it there. It's unconstitutional to imply that we have to remove something that holds our faith, that keeps us holding strong. That's like saying we can't take our cross to work because it offends them. That's our constitutional right to have that there.
Here's the reality. But you understand that this cross has been put there. And Jordan, let's put the historical context here because that's important. People need to understand where this cross came from. Like you said, it's not a piece of artwork.
No, these are the beams of the World Trade Center. So when the buildings came down and the work had begun, these beams were left in and across. I mean, you just can't deny it. In the way that they had stayed up, this was not raised. This was not a portion that was pulled up out of the ashes. This was actually there. I mean, for those who saw it, the imagery was clear, and I'm sure we can get that online too at aclj.org. So you can remember, this was not something that was put at ground zero. It was not something that was taken from pieces of the building and put back together. It was there standing, and that's why it was, as the atheists say, so important to many people as a symbol of hope. But as we know, that there are symbols, they may be religious, that become historic because of the larger events surrounding why they became important to some people and to many people. And this is one of those instances where it would be crazy for a museum honoring and remembering the event itself to exclude this. This was a front page major imagery coming out of Ground Zero that the whole world saw.
Well, folks, we're about to cross, looks like right now, we're getting very close to 97,000. We're on our way to, we want to get to 100,000, but I'd like to get to 97,000 by the end of this broadcast with the Rears today. So here's what I need you to do. We're getting ready to take a break. When we do, I want you to go to your phones or go to aclj.org. Like this thing, too, by the way, on Facebook so other people can sign it. So you go to aclj.org. You can get it on Facebook, follow it on Twitter. Be involved in this. So go to aclj.org to sign it, and you can also call me at 1-877-989-2255. Now, when you call us at 877-989-2255, you're going to be asked to sign this brief, and I want you to do that. Sign this brief. We want to get to 100,000 signatures. And, Jordan, this has been a big issue because this is a historic artifact. This means something. We got to fight back on this one.
Yeah, absolutely. And folks, we want to add your name here to this brief, joining the defense of the Ground Zero Cross. Call now, 877-989-2255. You got an opportunity here as we prepare to file in the next few days. Call now, 877-989-2255. Preserving history, preserving the importance of this cross, the historical significance. If you want it to be there for future generations to see and to remember this cross that arose out of the ashes, that was there and so important to the workers, so important to the people of New York, call now and defend it. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also sign up at aclj.org. Get refreshed there about this case and situation at aclj.org, or call now, 877-989-2255. It's a toll-free number, 877-989-2255.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. This time, an atheist group has gone too far. A lawsuit has been filed to remove a cross from a new museum at Ground Zero. This cross consists of two intersecting steel beams that survived the Twin Towers collapse on 9/11. Now, an atheist group claims the cross needs to go. Why? They claim they're suffering both physical and emotional damages from the existence of the cross. That's right, the mere existence of the cross has brought on headaches, indigestion, even mental pain. These claims are ridiculous, so is the lawsuit. The ACLJ is poised to file an amicus brief backing the constitutionality of the cross. And that brief will be filed in just a few days. We need to hear from you right now. Stand with the ACLJ and tell the court it's time to reject this anti-God strategy. Don't let atheists
rewrite the Constitution. Add your name to our brief to support the Ground Zero Cross. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Hey, I want to read to everybody again this portion of the complaint. Then we've got a lot of calls. I'm going to go right through them. But here's the plaintiffs and each of them have suffered, are suffering, and will continue to suffer damages, both physical and emotional, from the existence of the Challenge Cross. Now, folks, from the existence of the Challenge Cross, named plaintiffs have suffered symptoms. Then this is actual people have alleged that they have suffered depression, headaches, anxiety, mental pain and anguish from simply the knowledge that this cross is in this museum. And that's the basis of this lawsuit, folks. I need you to join with us. We're going to get very close to 97,000 today, and that's where we want to at least end today with a little over 97,000 would be great. With our phone calls and what we've done on the web, we're about 300 away. So I need you to go to your phones and participate in this, or go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org, or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or aclj.org. They're getting depressed. They've got headaches. Well, we're about to come back with a response and a legal brief. That's going to be significant here, folks. And again, aclj.org or 877-989-2255. We got a lot of calls. Let's go through as many as we can.
Yep, Donna calling from Idaho on line one. Donna, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Donna.
If they can look at a picture of the cross in urine and not get sick, they should be able to look at this and not get sick.
You're talking about the artwork that was so controversial. Isn't that amazing? Yeah, I'm sure, you know, that no one filed lawsuits on that one. But on this thing, you know, you've got they're trying to have a constitutional showdown on and again, it's important to say, folks, this was not an artist's rendering of a cross. This was two metal beams that happened to be in the shape of a cross. That's what this was all about. So that's what we're talking about here.
What's extra bizarre, and the reason I wanted to take Donna's call, is because David Silverman, the head of the group who filed the lawsuit, has talked about this whole art issue, because any major art museum in the country, including the major National Gallery of Art here, has got religious art in it, and icons, not just art depicting scenes from the Bible, but actual religious icons. No one's complaining about those yet. Here's Byte 16, David Silverman.
I don't know if you've been watching the news, but we've started a little trouble down at the World Trade Center. They putting a cross in the memorial. They're not letting anyone else put any religious symbols in the memorial. That ain't happening. That ain't popular either. That ain't popular, but it also isn't happening. If they're going
to listen to what he says about religious art in Byte 17.
A lot of people ask, well, there's religious art in museums all over the country. Yes, there is, but they're not active shrines. They don't consecrate the grounds at the National Museum of Art to put in a painting. That's real art. A painting is real art. This is either a religious icon or it's scrap metal.
Now, I don't know who made the head of American Atheists an art historian or someone who reviews art, but I would say that in art museums, there are religious icons. And certainly those, I guess, don't make atheists sick, because they realize they're not at a point yet where you can start stripping museums from major works of art that are 500-600 years old, sometimes even older when it comes to these religious icons. But when it comes to the Ground Zero Cross, it suddenly makes them sick. So, Dad, what's bizarre to me is they get to decide what's religious and what isn't religious that actually hurts them, but yet they believe in no God.
Correct. So they get physically sick about something they believe has no power, no issue, is not significant, but they're physically sick over. Folks, let's fight back on this and beat this and win this case in court. That's where it is. You go to aclj.org. You sign on to this brief. You'll be joining, by the way, almost 97,000 other people, and we're going to get to 100,000 here with your help. So aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Who's next?
Let's go back to the phones we go. Let's go to Mary Ellen calling from Illinois on line 5. Mary Ellen, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Mary Ellen.
Hi, Jay. Hi, Jordan. In my opinion, nobody's forcing them to look at it, to walk by it, and no real harm has come to them.
They say just knowing it's there, Mary Ellen, is making them physically sick. That's what they're saying. That is the allegation in their complaint. Just knowing it is there is getting them, quote, nauseous, depressed, headaches, anxiety, and mental pain. That's exactly what they're saying. So that's what we're dealing with here. It's no one's you're right. No one's compelling them to look at it. No one's compelling them to go to the museum. It's just the fact that it exists is enough for them to be, quote, sick. So there you have it. All right, who do we have next? And by the way, Jordan's going to be taking calls as well during his broadcast, so keep calling at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Interestingly, it looks like that the American Atheists would like a 17-foot-tall A placed in the museum, I guess symbolizing atheists. Interestingly, that's not one of the surviving pieces of metal from the 9/11 tragedy, and that's what this cross is.
Back to the phones we go. Mike calling from Oklahoma on line 6. Mike, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Mike.
Thank you. Hey, I'd just like to say when you do go to court,
yes, sir,
take in a replica of that cross and then see how they react to it in a courtroom.
They'll get sick, depressed, anxiety, nauseous, headaches, on and on it'll go. I want to be clear here, though. The city is defending here. We're filing a brief on their behalf. So it's not a situation where New York and New Jersey are saying we're not going to help. They are engaging in a vigorous defense. We're helping on that defense by filing these briefs. But that's why you fight back here and you fight back so aggressively. So, again, folks, sign on to this brief, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
Yeah, back to the phones we go, 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Juanita calling from Missouri on line 1. Juanita, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Juanita.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I just wanted to state the fact that if atheists think that they're getting nauseated and they're getting their stomach at the thought of the cross staying up in that memorial, then how do they think that the Christians are going to feel and all the families have lost people in 9/11.
They don't care about that. The truth of the matter is, they don't care about that. What they care about is their own emotional well-being, and their own emotional well-being says if that cross is there, well, if it's there, then they're sick, and they can't. And that's the basis on which this should go. So that's the allegation in their complaint. That's the way they're viewing this thing.
Absolutely. Folks, we'll continue to take your phone calls on the Jordan Secula Show today. So hang on the line if we haven't gotten to your call yet. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to me on air in just a couple of minutes. If you don't get it on your radio station, it's on SiriusXM, also ACLJ.org.
All right, folks. So follow up with Jordan. Keep calling at 1-800-684-3110. I want to read again for those that are joining us late. Here's what the complaint from the American Atheists against New York, New Jersey, Governor Christie about the cross at Ground Zero in the museum. This is what they have said. The plaintiffs and each of them have suffered, are suffering, and will continue to suffer damages, both physical and emotional, from the existence of the challenged cross. The named plaintiffs have actually suffered depression, headaches, anxiety, mental pain, and anguish from the knowledge that that cross is in the museum. Folks, if this gets you outraged, which it sure should, then you need to be part of this brief. We want to get to 100,000 signature. As we close this portion of our program out, Jordan will be on in just a moment. You go to your phones and you call 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You add your name to this brief. We want to get to 100,000. We're getting close to 97,000. So 877-989-2255. You can also sign up online. Easy to do, folks. Go to aclj.org. It takes seconds, moments. aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Go to aclj.org or call us at 877-989-2255.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Secula Show. Jordan Secula provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Secula Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansecula.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Secula Show via email, info